For the first and only time, the Okotoks Oilers and Penticton Vs are set for a playoff collision. The BCHL playoffs kick off later this week with the Oilers securing the eighth and final seed in the Interior Conference to earn the right to take on the regular season champion Vs in the best of seven opening round series. "We've been talking about it a lot," said Oilers captain Jackson Roland. "We're a playoff team here in Okotoks and we've been gearing up the last couple of games. It's going to be different, more skill and intense games, lots of hitting, and we're excited to play Penticton. We're a hard team, hard to play against, and we're going to come out heavy." The postseason berth will mark Okotoks' debut as a full-fledged participant in the BCHL playoffs to put an exclamation point on its first full season in the junior. A loop. "Really, from the start of the year, right when we got here, we talked about one of our biggest goals was to be in the playoffs," said Oilers defenseman Luke Calabria. "We put everything into getting into the playoffs, and now it's finally here." Going into this series, Penticton is leaving for the WHL next year, so we're a bit of an underdog, but we're excited to go in there and show far we've come as a team. Okotoks Oilers forward Ryan Boyce goes to the net during regular season action versus the Penticton Vs on March 22. Remy Greer, Western Wheel. Penticton, one of the marquee franchises in the BCHL since the 1960s, is moving to the Western Hockey League next season as an expansion team. For the Vs, finalists in last year's Fred Page Cup, it's a postseason of unfinished business and ending their time in the league on a high note. "Going into playoffs this year, we feel really confident, we want to win it one last time," said Vs captain Conor Hellier. "There were some rumors going on throughout the season, and I think Graham and Fred, owner Graham Fraser and head coach Fred Harbinson, did an unbelievable job of keeping it quiet in the dressing room and not allowing it to affect us in our day-to-day. The series will be special for the Vs captain." The 2004-born Hellier, an Okotokian who played with the Oilers during the 2021-23 seasons, counts former teammates Roland and Hunter Saka as friends and knows his ex-club brings a certain identity to the ice. "They're a hard-working team and come at you in waves. To play against old teammates is always special," he said. "They're a fast team, a team that's going to work hard every night, and when I played there it was the same way. We know they're going to work hard down low, work hard in the offensive zone and get in the way of lanes in the D-zone. I think it will be a good battle for the first round." Okotokian Conor Hellier, the captain of the Penticton Vs, played his first game back in Okotoks on March 22. Remy Greer, Western Wheel. Okotoks, 2-1-3-0-3, locked up 8th in the Interior over the final weekend of the regular season with help on the out-of-town scoreboard as the Spruce Grove Saints dropped their season finale to Blackfalds to fall 1 point back of the Oilers and out of contention. "It's a pretty cool and unique situation for me to be in," said Hellier, a Clarkson University commit. "With how tight the standings were, in the back of my mind I'm kind of hoping that Okotoks would get the 8th spot, and it worked out. It's pretty exciting to play back there and see some family and friends." The Vs made their first trip to Okotoks on March 22, winning their third game in 4 meetings this season with the green and gold. "Hellier is a good friend of mine and it's cool to play against him and cool that he gets to play against Okotoks in his last year," Roland added. "We're pretty excited about that matchup and to play against EAC Hawthorne. Practice sessions have centered around finding offensive opportunities against a Vs team that does not allow much," Roland added. On the defensive side, Calabria said the Oilers have to be wary of Penticton's size and transition game. "They're big and fast, so it's keeping them to the outside," said Calabria, a 2005-born blue liner from New York. "They like to stretch guys a lot, so it's watching our backs on D and keeping them in front of us." Okotoks is in the Okanagan for the first 2 games of the set on April 3 and 6 and return home to the Viking Rentals Center on April 8 and 9 for the 3rd and 4th games. "Fans are everything in playoffs," Roland said. "They bring the energy, they help us, so let's pack the barn." The V's regularly draw over 3,000 fans to the South Okanagan Events Center. Okotoks has a track record of success in the Okanagan, earning an overtime win in two trips this season. "That does a lot," Roland said. "You've got to believe in the playoffs that you can win any game, and that's what we're going to do here against Penticton." The other first-round series in the BCHL's Interior Conference will pit Brooks versus West Kelowna, Trail against Cranbrook, and Salmon Arm contesting Sherwood Park. In the Coastal Conference, Chilliwack meets Prince George, Surrey takes on Alberni Valley, Cowichan Valley clashes with Nanaimo in the All-Vancouver Island set, and Victoria is to joust with Coquitlam. For ticket information, go to okotoksoilers.com. Series Schedule. Game 1. Okotoks at Penticton, April 3rd. Game 2. Okotoks at Penticton, April 6th. Game 3. Penticton at Okotoks, April 8th. Game 4. Penticton at Okotoks, April 9th. Game 5. Okotoks at Penticton, April 12th. Game 6. Penticton at Okotoks, April 13th. Game 7. Okotoks at Penticton, April 15th. If necessary.